everybody. It's your girl, Ashana.
And Jessica.
And today is the first day of our podcast, Honesty.
Yay!
Woohoo! Let's get this party started. So you're probably wondering why we're starting this podcast, right? Jessica, why are we starting this podcast?
I think it's just me and you, two best friends, venting to each other.
No editing. This is the real deal. This is all raw.
Yes,
raw.
Being honest, hence honesty. We're spilling it all. We're getting it out there. We're helping each other. It's a form of therapy for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully we can help others, and if they hear
open
something,
doors,
yeah,
like we with us. Our audience can be anybody. Mm-hmm. We're just pretty much talking to everybody.
Yeah, and in return, we may say something we don't know it all. Mm-hmm. And we want to learn, though. We also want to continue learning, so you guys can put us on something. If you hear something, if you think it's a different way or you have a different mindset, let us know.
Let us know, people.
Okay, so Shauna, what's been on your mind lately?
What's been on my mind? Let's see, a lot of things. I really wanted to talk about... I really wanted to talk about intimidation. Like, do you guys find some women intimidating?
Okay, and vice versa. Do women find men intimidating?
Yeah, like it's... I definitely do. Like, if the guy is, like, very attractive, I find him intimidating.
Okay.
So
going, you've had a recent experience with this where someone...
I did. I was flying. We're flight attendants, by the way. I was flying with a friend of mine, and I asked her, do you think that men find me intimidating? And she told me yes. And I was like, what? Like, why? Like, it just kind of shocked me because I was like, I think I'm very approachable, you know? Mm-hmm. And she told me that I'm the total package. I was like,
which you are.
Thank you. So are you.
The total package.
I was just confused. Like, you would think that being the total package, guys would want you more. But she was saying that it could scare them away.
And I agree. I think it definitely can scare them away. But I feel like with you, like, our first meeting, for instance, you were all smiley and happy.
She was too.
I feel like that's how you are on a day-to-day basis. It's just always, you have a smile, like your body language. But maybe that's something we don't really notice ourselves, as maybe how our appearance is to some. Maybe we come off as standoffish,
mm-hmm.
even though we feel like we don't. I don't know. I feel like, even for instance, I feel like you're an extrovert. I feel like you ooze confidence whenever
Ooh.
You step in a room. I do.
Life of the party.
Yes, when you step into a room, you own it. And
thank you.
So I feel like maybe men get intimidated by that.
I would
weak
hope,
men.
Yeah, weak men. Yeah.
Weak men.
I was gonna say, he better be, if you notice that about me and you're a man, it would be more attractive if you approach me
mm-hmm.
while I'm doing that.
Yes.
Because if you're shy to talk to me, that's kind of a turnoff. Like,
right.
It's, I don't know. I'm not saying
you
that.
You have the confidence, so you want a man to have confidence.
Yes. Have some confidence. Don't have too much, though, because
yeah, then
that'll break down.
Into being cocky. Okay, so basically, Ashana, how do you feel about it? What is your
intake on intimidation?
Mm-hmm.
I personally, I don't think that I'm intimidating. In a way, I kind of feel like I might look that way, but like, I guess from the inside, I'm not, you
mm-hmm.
know? On the outside, it's different. I feel like you shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
Definitely
that's,
not.
That's like how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, society has changed. I like to work out, so I don't know if it's my muscles or whatever it is. Like, it's just, I don't know what to say about that. It's, that's kind of hard. What do you think?
Girl, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've also been approached in the sense like, oh, I didn't talk to you because I thought one way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also, people though, that when they finally do meet me and they have a conversation, they're like, you're totally different than I thought.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, it's, because I feel like with you and me, we smile all the time.
All
like,
the time.
It's not like we're unhappy. It's not like we have that resting bitch face.
Mm-hmm. We're very approachable.
Yeah, I feel like we are. I feel like Maybe that's the thing, though. Maybe guys are just more intimidated to approach a pretty girl in fear mm-hmm. of rejection.
I kind of feel like, too, with this this segment, maybe if a guy is listening right now, I don't know if you would feel the same way, but maybe those guys that are intimidated aren't ready for women like us. Mm-hmm. If you think about it,
right.
Maybe we're too strong for them. You ever seen those memes where it's like, you know, leave the guy alone if you intimidate him, he's a weak man.
Right.
So it maybe he's
maybe
weak.
He knows he doesn't bring everything to the table. Like, because we both do it on our own.
Yeah.
So maybe he knows.
But we're living lavish, y'all. Like, we got our shit together.
So maybe men see that, like, oh, she's a hard-working woman.
Mm-hmm.
She pays her own. She's not asking for anything. Because mm-hmm. I feel like now, definitely in a generation, we are surrounded by quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
So girls are giving it up, in a sense, to get what they
easy.
Want. Even men, you mm-hmm. know? So I feel like for us to, we're actually working for what we have.
Mm-hmm. We
men
don't need
can see that.
No sugar daddies here.
I think men can see that, you know. And don't get me wrong, I can definitely, if a man wants to help, mm-hmm. that all the more power to you.
I agree.
You know.
I'm still going to let the man be the man.
Right.
But
and
just
I,
know that I can do it too. You know,
right.
I'm very independent. I can take care of myself. But I would love you to help. I would love you to pay my bills, baby.
I think even though, I think it's so, for me, when I think about intimidation, I don't know how a male perceives me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak on their behalf, but I can speak on how I feel with an attractive man.
Mm-hmm.
If I see a very attractive man, my thing is I won't initiate
mm-hmm.
the conversation
yes.
because I'm fear that rejection.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm curious is, do men find that attractive when a female does approach them?
I think that they do.
You think so?
I do. I think that they do.
So do you think a girl should initiate a conversation?
If she's bold enough.
Because if she's bold enough, and I also know, even from talking in the past, mm-hmm. you and I both are... Oh, we don't do the chasing.
Yeah.
But I think there's a difference between initiating
mm-hmm.
and chasing.
Mm-hmm.
You can initiate a conversation, let it be known that you're into him,
mm-hmm.
and then see if it's reciprocated, and then let them do the work
yeah.
from there on out, you
yeah.
know? I think we're both old-fashioned in that sense that we do like men to work for us.
Yeah.
We won't just give it up. We're not like that.
I hate to say this, but me finding myself, I realized that I like to play hard to get,
mm-hmm.
but not for long. Once you show me that you do want to be with me and you can handle it, I will put down that wall. Like, I'll stop completely.
Right. I'm
but,
all yours.
But then
point.
What happens when you do stop? That's when they start playing games,
yep.
they give up on you. I don't know. Like, it's... I don't understand why.
It becomes... I feel like that desire wears off.
Yeah.
You know, that desire to want to show the good that they're worthy of your attention.
Mm-hmm.
They have your attention now. So now it kind of... They don't feel like they need to work for it. They kind of get comfortable.
Yeah,
and
they get bored.
Yeah, they get bored. And it's all about, in the end, you choose a person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like love is a choice. You make a choice every day to give your all to that person.
Yep.
You know, you might have off days. Don't get me wrong. You might definitely have some off days. But
yeah.
I think you wake up and you're choosing that person.
Mm-hmm.
Despite everything else, you're going to try hard to make it work. Give it your best.
And she's totally right.
But I think going back to the intimidation, I think... Men are intimidated by pretty girls, and vice versa, girls are intimidated by a very attractive men.
I know I am. I wouldn't even say intimidated. I feel like they get approached all the time
mm-hmm.
by all types of women, pretty,
yeah.
whatever. And like me approaching an attractive man, what makes me so different from all those other girls?
What makes you so different? And I feel like even then, I think it's more of a prideful thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're getting approached, or I assume, I make the assumption, which is not good on my end, mm-hmm. you know, I assume. I am judging a book by its cover, which is my flaw. But that's where my pride comes in. And I don't want to be another girl on your list.
Exactly.
I don't want to.
And that is where the chase comes in. That's why I feel like if you are, I wouldn't even say attracted, if you find something special in me, or you see me, say, for example, I'm sitting at the bar and I see an attractive guy, I'm not going to approach him. Mm-hmm. You want to talk to me, you come to me, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I feel like that's how it should be. That's where the chase comes in. Because I'm pretty sure you're getting approached all the time. He probably thinks the same about me, but you're the man. Mm-hmm. You're the man. Be the man.
But I think what we need to change our mindset on, even if we are at the bar, because just like, who's to say that men don't think that about us? Oh, she's getting all these guys.
I was just about to say that.
You know, she's getting all these guys approaching her, so they don't shoot their shot mm-hmm. because of it. So why are we so scared, and why do we hold on to that in the sense of, why don't we, if we see someone, why is there such a...
It's a game.
It is a game.
Yeah. Why does there have to be?
We don't
want to
look easy. We don't want to come across easy. So we play hard to get. But yet, why does there even have to be that game?
Yeah.
You know, that's the hard thing. But I think it goes back mm-hmm. to self-confidence, which can also be very intimidating mm-hmm. to a man. But also, I think even apart from self-confidence, maybe there's things that we don't realize that we're doing, in the sense of maybe we kind of do look unapproachable. Yeah. Maybe our phone is consuming us and we're so...
Something's holding them back, in other words, right?
Yeah, we look busy, so they don't want to... Well, she's already busy. I don't want to go mm-hmm. interrupt whatever she has going on.
I just find it attractive for a guy to approach me, mm-hmm. regardless of what he thinks, regardless of what he sees me doing or what's going on around me. If you come up to me and you like what you see and you want to get to know me, that is one of the most attractive things
in a man. It's something so simple, yes. Yet
you're not worried about what's going on around you. You just see me and only me. Mm-hmm. That's like very, very attractive to me.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I do. It's something so simple.
We need more of that in the world.
Yeah, I agree. But I also feel like, ladies, you can...
You can approach them.
Yeah, if you want to. Why not? Mm-hmm. But I feel like that also comes with a lot of confidence. You have to be confident in yourself so that if he does reject you, mm-hmm. you don't let that stop you from thinking, oh, you know, no one else is gonna approach me, or I knew it, or shouldn't have.
So you know what I was just thinking about just now? Maybe that's something that I'm going to try and do. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna start doing it, but I will try.
I think maybe it's not even the approaching the other man in the sense of you verbally speaking to them. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at our body language. How are we communicating through our body? We say that's first true. Appearance is everything. Mm-hmm. So what do we say with our bodies? Maybe I turn in a certain way. If I see, you know, a man sitting to the right of me, maybe I turn more to the right. You know, I look more approachable.
Or if he's talking to you and you're like looking away, or you're looking down, not paying attention to him, like, or like even looking deep in his eyes, maybe that's a turn off to him. You never know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things in this category that could contribute to that.
I think,
you know, like,
as females, we get so much in our head. Mm-hmm. You know, we play a lot of stuff, a lot of scenarios mm-hmm. in our head.
Rejection is like the biggest one,
though. I think rejection. Yeah. I think people fear rejection, male or female. I think that's a lot of reason why people get intimidated. They feared themselves being rejected. Exactly. But I think the more you put yourself out there, the more you'll get, okay.
Yeah.
I got rejected. You know how it feels. The first couple times may be a little, oh, that hurt, you know. Or I didn't like that feeling. But I feel like the more
you put yourself
out there,
eventually someone's going to like it. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something that I will try to do the next time I do talk to a guy. I'll probably try to initiate something first.
And I see think how you should initiate. And like yeah. I said, go back to not even verbally. It could be all body language. Speak mm-hmm. through your body. We are females, you know.
Use that body, girl.
Yes. just that, even just the elegance. Just yeah. the, you know, the classy. Like, I'm interested in you, so I'm going to, I don't know, however you do it. Like, even right now, I'm relaxed,
yeah,
you know.
But we
like
both if, are.
So my body language is like, she's my best friend.
Yes,
but if
yes.
I, you know,
yeah.
even with you, like, someone was sitting there, you would maybe sit.
Change, yeah, yeah. Sit upright, change that posture.
Have a little bit more of a smile, softer side.
Some table smile. Manners.
Yes, you know. Be a woman. I feel like a lot of people go to this, oh, savage. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, be a woman.
Be a woman. That's a good, I like that. Be a woman.
Yes, be a woman. So along the lines of confidence, I feel like, how you feel within yourself and inside, you will mirror those type of people in your life. You'll attract however you feel. So if you're feeling a little bit sluggish or you don't feel the best about yourself, mm-hmm. you don't think you could get the best, you're not gonna get that.
Yeah.
You're not. You're gonna attract.
A man might not even approach you.
Exactly.
If you feel or look that way.
Mm-hmm. Because like I said, we may feel like we have this presence to us that we're happy, but people can can tell,
they can see right through,
they can sense certain things. So I feel like you have to be confident and and find happiness within yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's why they say love yourself first.
Yes, I truly believe that too.
How can a man love you if you don't love yourself first? A man is not going to always be around you. He's not going to be there 24/7.
Right.
And that also comes in a place of do what you love too.
Yes, I feel like find your own happiness. Mm-hmm. I feel, what am I trying to say here? You don't want to definitely depend on someone to make you happy.
Exactly.
Even though they can bring a lot of joy to your life,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to depend on them for that.
Mm-mm. And that's, honestly, like, I'm kind of struggling with that right now. I think, would you say that you're struggling with that too, or no?
You know, I feel like I mistake the fact I tell myself I don't rely on anybody for my happiness, and I truly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've been in situations mm-hmm. Regarding relationships where I feel like I was broken down and I have to rebuild myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in that rebuilding phase.
So am I.
So I feel like, you know, you hear a lot of time people say you have to be completely healed before you enter into another relationship. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like you can meet someone who can help you
mm-hmm.
with that process, because they show you new things. They mm-hmm. bring new light to new areas.
Mm-hmm.
And if they love you, you're going to feel love.
And also, like, in a way, with you saying that, some guys, and I don't know about all guys, me and Jess are still learning about guys here,
mm-hmm.
but some guys...
Every day, the learning.
Yeah. Some guys won't even, you know, talk to a girl after their heart's been broken, or they don't want to date, they'll go out, but they don't want to date you, don't want to take you serious, nothing. So, with that being said...
They don't want to...
Yeah.
I feel like people... They do get their heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
Female and males, I feel like it's inevitable. We're going to love, we're gonna lose, you know?
Who do you think heals faster? Do you think a guy heals faster than a girl? Or a girl heals faster than a guy?
Ooh, good question.
I know.
Ooh.
We're on fire today.
That was a good question. I think...
I think females heal faster.
Mm-hmm. Heal faster, and not even in the sense that they heal faster, they feel completely.
Mm-hmm.
Like they
when
heal
they're done,
completely.
They're done.
Exactly. And I feel like we can take it. It may take us a little bit longer to get over you.
But once you're out of the picture, honey.
But we will make sure that we're completely over it. I feel mm-hmm. like a male will say he's over it, so in the sense he moved on quicker, mm-hmm. but he didn't really heal. Mm-hmm. And so he takes that to the next relationship.
I feel like a lot of guys now these days, it's like a trend now. And I don't know, I don't want to speak for all guys, but most of the ones that I've ran into, they still have something deep down inside in their heart for their ex. Mm-hmm. And if the ex was to come back into the picture, and you're talking to this person, best believe he's gonna leave you.
Yes, and I feel like men maybe typically don't fall in love as easily, so when they do, mm-hmm. they hold on to it longer.
I agree.
And so in a sense, it is harder for them to, you know, mm-hmm. detach themselves from their ex. But I feel like that's part of growing. I think you have to completely get rid of that ex, though. The ex has to be out of the picture.
Oh, yeah.
There's no need. If you're trying to restart something, have a new life for yourself, mm-hmm. why hold on?
Mm-hmm. And ladies.
That's not to say. Even ladies. That's not to say that you don't have memories of them. Mm-hmm. That you don't have you don't have to stop loving them, mm-hmm. but learn how to love again and learn how to love new. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the next person in your life is a totally different person, so you're going to love them completely different.
And you know what? Ladies, from my experience, listen to what I'm about to say. If you are talking to a man and he tells you, when you guys first meet, the first thing he says is he still has feelings for his ex. Do not get mixed up in that drama.
Because even if they still talk, I feel like,
yes.
how long has it been since, and I feel like that's a valid question, well, mm-hmm. how long has it been since you guys have broken up?
And if
it's recent, okay, maybe there could be, you know, reasoning for you guys to still communicate. But if it's been a little bit, I would say a couple months. Maybe a few months.
What about years? Because
years, definitely.
Years.
If it's been years, they know.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone. That's just.
Leave him alone.
No, you don't need that at
that
all.
That means when that girl comes back, he is going to be with her. Mm-hmm. That's what that means.
Not even going to be with her. I feel maybe he's just going to.
Try to make things work with her again.
He wants to see where it could go maybe again. He's going to rekindle.
Yeah.
You know, certain things. I don't know. I feel like, here's my thing. Is she still calling? Is she still calling you? Is she still texting you? Are you guys still hanging out, seeing each other from time to time? Mm-hmm. If it's still that, then you're not my man anyways. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like a woman should feel confident enough to just pick up her phone any time of day and feel like, oh, I can reach you. If a woman feels that way, then you ain't my man. Mm-hmm. You're mine and someone else's. And maybe that's just my feel on it. But if there's some history there.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So, I hope you guys are listening to what we're saying. Because this is some real shit.
I feel like. Definitely. Yes. I feel like even. I mean, that's for male and female, though. Like, because I think we go into. You know, finding your own happiness, you do want to go into the relationship as healed as can be, but that's part of growing. You're going to grow and learn something every day. Mm-hmm. Something that you may thought you were healed from, something may trigger that thing, and you're like, oh, I thought I was healed, but maybe not completely.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about that way.
But you don't want that person to give up on you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just be patient with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm noticing it. You know, these are my triggers, mm-hmm. bringing up old things, but I'm learning. And if you're willing to learn, mm-hmm. and accept the fact that you may not be completely healed, if you own it,
yeah,
but you really are like, I'm going to work on it, then I don't think it's a problem.
Okay. That's a good way to... Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel? Do you think you have to go in completely...
Be healed?
Completely.
From your ex?
Not even your ex. Just like from any relationship, past relationship.
I wouldn't say completely. Because I've actually been in predicaments where, like, I broke up with someone, and I'm the one that's always breaking up. I hate to say that, but it's so true. But you don't have to be completely healed, but you need to be healed enough. Because if you're still thinking about that other person, how are you going to give that other person, the person that you're currently talking to, what they want or what they need if you're still stuck on the person from the past? It doesn't work that way. And then how do you not know that the person that you're currently talking to is not going to give up on you or still want to talk to you or whatever? Like, it's hard. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like you should be completely healed before you enter another relationship. Like, definitely.
Completely.
Like, completely.
From your ex or just, like, any...
I wouldn't say... I'm trying to think of a good way to say this. I know I just... I feel like I'm being a hypocrite right now.
I don't feel like you are. I feel like, because, like you said, you feel like you don't have to be completely healed, but then you said you should be completely healed.
Yeah.
I think you should be completely healed in the sense of...
The other person.
Is not there.
Yeah.
There's no if, ands, or buts that we're talking.
And even if you have a trigger, find a way to deal with that trigger. It doesn't mean you have to stop talking to the person you're currently talking to. Mm-hmm. It's just a trigger. It's right. Okay. We're human, you mm-hmm. know?
We feel. I feel like a lot of people in nowadays, mm-hmm. for me anyway, sometimes I feel like it's almost bad to show emotion. Mm-hmm. I almost think I should be emotionless nowadays because showing signs of emotion is weak. But I want people to remember that we are human.
We are human.
We it's feel okay. things.
It is okay.
We're going to feel past things. Just like, you know, if you experience the death of a loved one, you're always going to have that. You can heal from that no matter how much you try to heal from it. You're still going to have a memory of it.
And that kind of, like, comes into place of something I was talking about with someone. I remember one time I was talking to someone, and I told them that I don't like to listen to sad songs. I do not like to listen to sad songs because I don't want to feel sad. Mm-hmm. I'm the type of person, like, I'm very upbeat. I want to be happy 24/7. And, yeah, I get mad, but I don't want to get sad. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why, but being sad is, like, probably one of the worst feelings in the world, almost as worse as being hurt. Mm-hmm. So this person told me to deal with it. Like, if he was like, if you're sad, just, you know, be sad, let it out. Mm-hmm. Don't hold it back. Like, you're not going to get better if you hold on to that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're right. But how
I feel like,
do you do that? Because I don't like being sad.
Yeah, you don't like being sad, but I think it's a process.
Release.
Do have to release it. If you feel like crying, cry. There's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Like, just like we laugh uncontrollably, okay? So we cry uncontrollably sometimes. We're going to have those moments. You know, we don't know how we're going to feel. Or what can make us feel a certain way, but just feel, you know, don't be emotionless. I feel like nowadays in this world, it's like, oh, I'm savage. Okay, you don't want to be with me? Cool. I don't care anyways. I didn't feel it anyways. I don't care about you.
Yeah.
We put on, you know, just to help us
from
healing so we don't feel like we're as hurt or maybe we weren't as invested even though we truly know we are. So why can't we just be like, you know what? Mm-hmm. That did hurt me. And I am heartbroken from any relationship.
I think a man, a real man, mm-hmm. would like to see... A real man. He would like to see that side of you. You know what I mean?
I think if he cares, he won't be scared from it.
Yeah. Like, it might... If you showed him that side, it might make him love you more.
It's showing vulnerability.
More. Yes.
It's showing that you're comfortable enough to be
you.
Vulnerable. Yes, to be mm-hmm. vulnerable, to open up. Because I think we all come in, especially nowadays, we all come in with that wall. Mm-hmm. Who's sticking around to knock that wall down? Mm-hmm. You know, who does that?
Who's not going to give up so easily?
Exactly. So I think in a sense, if you show vulnerability, in a way, it'll be like, I can.
Yeah.
And I think that's how relationships work. You have to be vulnerable with each other.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that now these days people are like that? Like, do they come into the relationship like that? Or do they they're still going to have this wall.
Oh, I think people come in with a wall.
Oh, yeah.
I think definitely people come in with a wall built up. You know, even if they've never experienced heartbreak, mm-hmm. you don't want to be rejected. Mm-hmm. So you don't show your true self.
That's almost like breaking up with somebody.
You know, you don't want to show your true self right away because you don't know. You're still learning that person. You're still getting to know them.
Yeah.
So I think people do come in with a wall up, and how much of it you want to break down for the other person that you're interested in. You know, I think that all goes to consistency. How consistent are you? Mm-hmm. I want consistency, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Anytime that energy fades, if you, from start to finish, you got to carry that energy throughout the relationship.
Do not let that magic go away.
No, don't. Like,
it's like that's like saying the flame. You got to keep the flame going.
Do. Find something.
The fire.
Keep it going.
The spark.
It's hard. It is hard, but mm-hmm. you can do it if you are mindful of it and if you really want it to work.
If that person cares about you, they will keep it.
Yeah, they going. Will. They'll find a way for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That's love.
That's love. Like it that's takes love. Work.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why our generation is so quick to get everything up so fast
mm-hmm.
that we don't put in the work. And even with love,
mm-hmm.
we don't put in the work anymore. That's why I think I'm an old soul in that sense, because whether relationships were right or wrong back then, we don't know either.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely, I think, saw a lot more work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to make it last.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a hopeless romantic.
All right, Ashada. So we just finished our first podcast. As you can see, it's our first. We're still learning, guys. But we're just talking. We're mm-hmm. just whatever comes to mind. You know, we try to do a topic and then touch on that. But really, at the end of the day, it's just us talking. And so, that being said, where can they find us, Ashada?
Well, everybody, you guys can find us on Instagram, Honesty Podcast. Make sure it's TEA and not TY after honesty. And you can also email us at honestypodcast25@gmail.com.
Yay. So guys, let us know if you have any feedback, if you want to just communicate with us.
Yes.
Give us your opinions on what we talked about tonight.
Ask us questions and we'll be more than happy to answer them.
Yes, we are going to be active. So let us know. And that being said, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.